Okay, so we've begun the recording and the broadcast, right, Clayton?
Yep.
Okay, and the public is invited back into the room, but there were none here to exit. And I want the minutes to show that the closed meeting was adjourned at 4:09 p.m. And the public has been invited back. I don't. There's no motion since this isn't a meeting. Is there anything else now that anyone has thought of? Did that previous part that was in fact trade secret protected fully answer your question, Adam, or was there more along that line that can be that you're seeking answers to that is public information?
I don't know how much can we get involved in the public information about the other benefit, the margin type benefit.
Well, I'm sure whatever questions you have should be asked, and whatever they can answer, they will answer. And if it's protected, they will just decline to answer.
Oh, okay. Is it in the public, or is it all turned on?
Yeah, we're back.
Okay.
Open session.
Yeah. So, Travis, I was wondering if you could talk about how the margin kind of has changed between this ESA and then the prior one.
So I think it's probably best to kind of start way back in the beginning. So if you think about the first electric service agreement and the other dockets that we had open at the time, we had an electric rate case that we had filed, and we had an ESA that was filed at the same time. Our desire was to keep them separate for the purposes of, it was brought up earlier, the longevity of blockchain and data center type customers. And so our desire was to keep the revenue requirement from the case whole and then the treatment of the ESA on its own. So throughout the process of settling the case and the electric service agreement, the electric service agreement settlement came first, and in that agreement we had a mechanism that was agreed to in the settlement where a portion of the margin would be shared with customers through our monthly fuel and purchase power agreement. The other side of that is customers are going to benefit through a transmission component that Applied Digital will be paying, and that is going to be handled through our transmission rider. And so in both of those cases, those benefits, if you will, are being accrued for and returned to customers through one of those two mechanisms. In this particular electric service agreement, the transmission component will be treated the same way as the initial electric service agreement, where we charge our attachment O rate. That goes through our rider. Those benefits go back to customers when we file that or through a true-up. The one thing that, keeping in mind what's in front of the commission today is the electric service agreement, and that is the agreement between Montana, Dakota, Applied Digital. And so there is no mention of where does the margin go. However, from the company's perspective, now we talk about the electric rate case that we had. And in the settlement process there, it was contemplated that there may be an additional data center. And what do we do in that particular instance? So Victor had brought up earlier today that there's no investment by the company. That was one of the conversation pieces we had, is how does the company be rewarded? Typically, it's through rate base. We have no rate base. So the mechanism there is it would all be passed back. So within the context of the electric rate case, there was an agreement that the authorized return would be 9.75% ROE. There is a next threshold, if you will, would be 10%. All earnings greater than 10% are shared with customers. So in this particular case, and you know, if we had $5 million of margin as an example, and our earnings were at 10%, 70% of that would be shared with customers. So the mechanism is in place, and you know, there's the thought, well, you get down the road a few years, and then you're not sharing as much with customers. The flip side is, if we shared more, we would be back in for a case sooner. And at that point, now customers are going to have that, you know, a much shorter time frame between rate cases. So does that answer the question?
Yeah, I think it does, yeah.
So the proposal from the company is that earnings sharing in this instance, or the margin sharing, sorry, not earnings sharing, would happen through earnings sharing mechanism on an annual report basis, and would then just be kind of handled through a credit to all customers, versus the alternative setup, which has the margin sharing done via a credit to the fuel and purchase power adjustment for other customers. And I think one of the discussions that was had that made that determination at the time to put in the fuel and purchase power adjustment was that is where those, you know, when we were talking about the costs from that 1898 study, that's really where those additional costs that are going to show up is in the fuel and purchase power adjustment, primarily, not exclusively, but primarily. So it would be most appropriate, I think, was the argument for why it would go through the fuel and purchase power versus, I think the alternative at the time was through the transmission rider.
And I agree mostly. So the only caveat I'd have, you know, originally we had suggested that we would treat it similar to our earnings sharing today, where we would go to the end of a calendar year and then file a report and do a credit at that time. Throughout the hearing process of, I believe it was the ESA, we changed courses, if you will, in agreement based on, you know, suggestions from staff, because every month that amount is known. You know, whereas in this particular case, we wouldn't know what the annual earnings are until post year end. So, but yeah, essentially I agree with what you're saying.
Anything else?
Okay, let's see. There were some slides involved earlier, so is there any objection to the evidence, which would be the recording as well as the slides that were handed out, becoming part of the official record?
No objection from the company.
None from staff.
Okay. Then the evidence, including the slides as well as the recording, will become part of the official record upon which a decision will be made. Are there any other matters for the record?
Nothing from the company.
Seeing none, this informal hearing is closed. Thank you, everyone.